Trade Union Federation SAFTU calling a motorist to not pay your outstanding e-toll debts. Comes after yesterday's announcement by Transport Minister Sindisiwe Chikunga that e-tolls will be scrapped. The government's encouraged motorists with outstanding bills to settle them. Let's find out why SAFTU disagrees. SAFTU national spokesperson is Trevor Shaku. Trevor, thank you very much for joining us. These are debts. Shouldn't people settle their debts?
We don't think they should settle them, just as successfully they've refused to do so in the past 13 years. The reason for this is because we are, by principle, against commoditization of public goods and services, including public infrastructure. And in this instance, you have had the attempt to commodify the public road in Johannesburg and Gauteng, and that would have created a burden on the working class that is already overburdened by a number of issues relating to the cost of living. So we are encouraging them to just continue with what they've been doing, not to pay.
If we did that for everything, then nobody would pay their debts ever, and the country would just go into rack and ruin. Surely this is something that happened. People need to pay.
Look, there are certain services where, especially if there's not been a proper consultation and agreement, there ought not to be payment. And in this instance, refusing to pay is part of resistance, is part of a protest from ourselves as the working class people to say we are not consulted when these things were brought. And that is very important in ways of protest in rejection of this ethos. So this is not, of course, applying to everything. But we, as a matter of principle, say that we must refuse any user pay model, any model that seeks to impose cost recovery or other charges on the public services and goods like water, infrastructure like roads. We think that the National Treasury is quite capable of carrying these things on its fiscus.
The trade unions will be the first people, Trevor Shaku, to say, to moan that employees aren't being paid. This is now a debt that somebody has to take up, and the first people to suffer will be the employees. What do you have to say about that?
We are saying that the National Treasury must carry the debt on its fiscus. It has the ability to do so. And if it does so, there would not be problems there. And in fact, Sandal has not come out to say that it is failing to meet payment obligations or of remuneration of any kind. So in that context, we're not dealing with a crisis that is at hand.
Well, they can take loans on the debts that are owed to them, and if nobody's paying those debts, then those loans default.
No. If the Treasury takes and carries it on its fiscus, no one will be obliged to pay, except that the national government, using its money creating powers, will be able to carry this at no cost.
Money creating power. What about people who have paid? Trevor, what do you have to say to them that have gone through the routes and they've got their e-tags and they've been putting money into their account every month?
Look, I think we'll be able to make a pronouncement on those who have already paid after a consultation with various working class and civil society organizations and actually hearing those who have paid what do they think they want out of this.
Because they'll want their money back. If you and I can get away with not paying, then why did they pay?
That's the issue. Because when we made the call for the motorists not to pay, they should have heeded the call and not fear that government would pursue them in any way. Because united, we would have, just like we've done now, won this. Because we must actually contextualize this victory. It is not the national government just coming and announcing. I think they are using it, of course, for electioneering purposes. This actually, it is a victory for the working class. It is a defeat on the part of government because they are the ones who are enforcing this particular e-toll, and we have successfully refused to pay. And as a result, they are scraping them.
And what do you have to say to somebody who's sitting in Upington right now listening to this and go, why must I pay for those Gauteng roads? We've lost Trevor. Sorry, Trevor's line just stopped working. I'd love to know what he has to say about that. And if you're in Upington, I understand your worry. What we were sold? User pays. So if you drive on the road, you pay for it. Same as if I drive from Durban to Johannesburg, then I pay on that toll road. What do you make of that? Give us a call, 086 000 2032. We'll see if Trevor can answer that later on.